So, looking for ways to streamline your communication and maybe boost that productivity a bit, especially with video. Well, we're diving into watch and learn, which is trying to be like the ultimate command center for all your communication needs. Think Loom, for recording, but it's all woven together with scheduling, like Calendly, and they've got the instant video calls all in one place.
It's like they took a Swiss Army knife and redesigned it for how we work today.
Right.
They're going after people who are tired of jumping between a million different apps. You just want something simpler, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Just imagine you're prepping for a big presentation, and instead of bouncing around all over the place with different tools, you can practice in watch and learn. Get that recording sent off to a colleague for feedback, and then bam, schedule the actual presentation meeting, all without leaving the platform.
And that's not even like scratching the surface.
Yeah.
Think about diving into a new tech stack for a project. You could watch tutorials right there in Watch and Learn, then hop on a quick video call with a colleague to unpack something complex,
Right.
and even like schedule a follow-up to review code together later.
That's what's really exciting to me. It feels like they get it, So much learning and collaborating happens in those quick exchanges, those follow-ups. It's not always about the big formal meeting.
And Watch and Learn seems built for both. Sales teams could use it for product demos, customer support, walking someone through a tech issue, even training and development, creating online courses. It's actually pretty diverse.
It is. So we've got this platform, and it's promising to be the one-stop shop for all things video communication. But the big question is, how does it actually work in practice? Because I don't know about you, but sometimes having everything in one place can be more overwhelming than helpful, if the design isn't intuitive.
Oh, tell me about it. A cluttered digital workspace is like the opposite of productive. From what I've seen, though, Watch and Learn seems to get that.
Okay, good.
They've really prioritized making it simple and user-friendly.
Okay.
So they've got a Chrome extension that handles the screen recording, which means you can start capturing your screen in just a couple of clicks.
Nice.
And once you're done, boom, sharing's as easy as generating a link.
So no more messing around with file uploads or if like clunky sharing permissions.
Exactly. And here's where the integration really shines. You can schedule video calls that are directly linked to that specific recording.
Oh, wow.
So instead of like emailing links back and forth and trying to find a time that works for everyone, it's all right there within Watch and Learn.
So no more like emailing links back and forth or trying to like coordinate schedules separately. That's pretty impressive. It sounds like they've really thought this through.
And for those times when you just need a quick answer or you want to hash something out in real time, they have a dedicated video call button.
Oh, nice.
So imagine this, you're working on a project, you hit a snag. Instead of drafting this long email,
Right.
you just hit that button, boom,
I like it.
you're in a video call with your colleague, hashing it out.
No more waiting for email replies or like playing phone tag. I like it. It's almost like having that direct line to your team or even clients if you're working with them collaboratively.
Precisely. And to make things even smoother, when someone initiates a call, it'll actually ring the recipient's browser.
Oh, wow.
So they definitely don't miss it.
That's nice.
It's all about that immediate connection, which I think is so crucial in how we work today.
Oh, for sure. It sounds like they've really nailed the like asynchronous and the real-time communication aspects, but one thing that really caught my eye was this emphasis on sharing videos, wait for it, before a live meeting. It feels kind of counterintuitive in a way, but also kind of genius.
It's one of those, like, why didn't I think of that ideas?
All right.
It seems so simple, but it addresses like a major pain point of meetings. Wasted time. Think about all the meetings you've been in where you spend like the first 15 minutes just getting everyone on the same page.
Oh, so much time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With Watch and Learn, you can just front load that information, send a quick, concise video beforehand. That way, when everyone joins the live meeting, you're not starting from scratch. You're
Yeah.
diving straight into the meaningful discussion, the decision making.
So it's about maximizing the value of that face to face, or should we say like screen to screen time?
Exactly. And it actually caters to different learning styles and schedules. So
Right?
let's say you're prepping for a product launch meeting. Instead of spending that first 15 minutes getting everyone up to speed, you send like a 5-minute watch and learn video beforehand.
Right.
Everyone arrives, prepped, aligned, and you can jump right into the brainstorming and the decision making.
You're talking about a potential productivity gold mine.
Right.
No more zoning out during those initial explanations. Everyone's engaged and ready to contribute. This could be huge, especially for those meetings that tend to drag on.
Right. And think about, like, global teams that are working across different time zones.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of trying to find a meeting time that works for literally everyone, you share a pre-recorded video. People can digest the information on their own time, mm-hmm. and they come prepared with questions.
Love it.
It's all about flexibility. It's about respecting everyone's schedules.
It's like they took the best parts of in-person meetings, the collaboration, that brainstorming, the human connection, but they stripped away all the inefficiencies that bog us down.
Right.
You know, when they say watch and learn, it's not just about video communication. It's about streamlining knowledge sharing as a whole. This could be a game changer in how we learn and how we collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
But are there any potential downsides to having all your communication eggs in one basket?
That is, like, the million-dollar question.
Right.
While having everything in one place sounds amazing and super convenient,
right,
it is essential to consider the potential drawbacks.
Mm.
So, you know, what happens if the platform experiences downtime?
Right.
How does Watch and Learn address those concerns about vendor lock-in?
Mm-hmm.
These are all valid concerns that I think users should be thinking about.
Especially for businesses that really live and breathe by their communication tools, right? Any downtime could be, like, detrimental to productivity.
Yeah.
Even revenue.
Oh, absolutely.
So have they addressed these concerns in any way? So have they addressed these concerns about downtime and vendor lock-in?
Yeah, they have. It seems like they're tackling it from two angles.
Okay.
First, they really push the whole robust security and reliability thing.
Mm-hmm.
They say they built Watch and Learn with redundancy in mind.
Okay.
So, like, geographically distributed servers, data backups, you know, all those things that, like, make techies sleep better at night.
Right, right. Okay, so that's the technical side of things. But what about, you know, the what if we change our minds down the line scenario?
That's where their second point comes in.
Okay.
They actually seem aware of the vendor lock-in mm-hmm. concern. And they're really pushing open data portability.
Good.
So you're not, like, stuck with them.
Right.
You can download your data, recordings, transcripts, all of it, if you decide to jump ship later on.
That's reassuring, especially for companies that might be hesitant to commit to one platform for the long haul.
Right.
It sounds like they've considered not just, you know, the functionality of it all, but also the anxieties that people have when it comes to adopting new tech.
Absolutely. I think they get that trust and flexibility are, like, non-negotiables in today's tech world.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, it seems like they're not just addressing the practical concerns either. It's almost like they're trying to shift the whole culture around how we communicate, you know?
Yeah.
This idea of, like, reducing meeting fatigue, it really resonates with me.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been there, right? Those back-to-back-to-back video calls, information overload. You just want to, like, crawl back into bed and hide from your screen.
It's like death by PowerPoint, but in, like, live meeting form.
All right, exactly.
Watch and Learn.
Yeah.
Seems to be offering a different way, more balanced way.
Right.
By moving some of that information sharing to these asynchronous videos,
mm-hmm.
you're not always on a live call.
Mm-hmm.
Which honestly can be a huge energy saver.
For sure. And it gives people the flexibility to engage with that information on their own terms, you know?
Exactly.
Some people want to watch a pre-meeting video on 2x speed. Some people need to take it slow, revisit sections.
Yeah.
It's about, like, options instead of forcing everyone into the same box.
Totally. And, you know, let's not forget the added bonus here.
That's it.
You have a recording of everything.
Oh, right.
So you need to refresh your memory about something that came up in a meeting like a week ago.
Yeah.
No problem. Pull up the recording.
Right. No more frantically searching through your notes, hoping that someone else remembers what was said.
Exactly.
It's like having a perfect memory, but for, like, work conversations.
And a searchable one, because Watch and Learn also does transcriptions.
Oh, wow.
You can search for keywords right within a recording.
No way. That's amazing.
Talk about a time saver.
Seriously. They really did think of everything. I mean, for someone like you who is always looking for ways to, you know, streamline their workflow, be more efficient, Watch and Learn, seems like a game changer.
It's definitely got me intrigued. They seem to have found that sweet spot between innovation and, you know, meeting those practical needs that businesses have today.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I think it's safe to say we've given our listeners a pretty thorough deep dive into Watch and Learn. It's definitely a platform worth checking out, especially if you're bogged down by, you know, inefficient communication and you're just looking for a way to reclaim some of your valuable time.
Couldn't agree more. It'll be really interesting to see how they continue to evolve and what they do in the future of business communication.
Absolutely. And as always, we love to hear from our listeners. Have you tried Watch and Learn? What are your thoughts on this approach? Head over to our website, let us know, because we want to know what you think. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.